Gunny sack, I think, is made out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
And a burlap bag is something else. I mean, it's made out of something coarser.
Mm-hmm. And if you were carrying corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
I wouldn't know. Would it be by the bushel or by the...
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the expression of turn of corn?
Turn?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone had as much wood as they would carry? You said he has a...
A load of wood or a cord of wood?
Or an arm?
An arm load of wood.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load, he just had a... What?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the expression of jag of wood?
I've heard of a cord of wood.
Uh-huh. And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
stopper.
Uh-huh. Made out of
metal or cork.
Mm-hmm. And something that people would blow on a musical instrument like
the harmonica.
Any other name for that?
Mouth something. I can't remember the correct word. We call it in Spanish música de boca. Música, that's music.
Uh-huh.
De boca, of the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one like this? You hold it between your teeth and you play it.
Hold it between your
uh-huh.
teeth.
And you pluck it something. Did you ever hear of a juice harp?
No, I don't think I have.
Uh-huh. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
Mm-hmm. That's a yoke. Are no, a yoke is for ox. No, perhaps if you mention it.
Do you ever hear of a pole or tongue or spear of a wagon?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
Are you going to grade me?
No, I just, a lot of these things they won't have in this part of the country, but I won't know it unless I ask you, you know. So. If some of the things I ask you about, they're just not in this area, you know, you just tell me. Do you ever see a buggy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the wooden piece on each side of the horse?
Mm-hmm.
You call those the...
No, I wouldn't know what you call them. There are some buggies across the river. Didn't you see any when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they still have some. You know,
uh-huh.
mostly tourists are the ones who ride in them just for the fun of it, you know,
uh-huh.
just to have something to tell them about, I guess, over where they come from. Because
uh-huh.
I very seldom see local people riding those buggies. No, I wouldn't know what you call them.
Uh-huh. What about on the wheels, the things that runs across and holds one wheel to the other? That's called the...
Yes. We call it eje in Spanish. But,
Eje.
Eje, E-J-E, eje. Uh-huh. The axis?
Uh-huh.
Is that it?
Uh-huh. What about on the wagon wheel, you know, the inside you have the hub?